Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Last week, during a speech in Texas, Attorney General Jeff Sessions praised the Drug Abuse Resistance Education, or DARE, program, calling it instrumental to teaching kids about the dangers of drug use. But decades of research raise serious questions about that program's effectiveness. Joining me now from Washington is Herman Lopez, senior reporter for Vox, who covers drugs, race, crime. You can find his piece about Jeff Sessions, DARE, and what research has shown at our website, onpointradio.org. Herman Lopez, welcome to On Point. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, thanks for having me.
What is the Attorney General calling for?
So, based on the speech, and to be clear, it was a little vague, but he seems to be suggesting that we should bring back the DARE program as it used to be. He was praising all the work it's done since the 1980s and said that we should really be bringing it back.
Let's listen to him directly. Here he was at a conference in Texas last week, Attorney General Sessions.
DARE became fundamental to our success by educating children to the dangers of drug use. I firmly believe that your work saved lives, Francisco. No doubt about it. It helped turn the tide. And I want to say thank you for that. And whenever I ask adults around the age 30 about prevention programs and what they remember the DARE program. They consistently do.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions there last week, and the Francisco he was talking to or about there was President and CEO of DARE America, who's been involved with the program since the 1980s. Herman, take us back. Remind us, for people who weren't part of it, or either they were too old or too young, what was DARE?
So DARE was this education program, and it ended up at as many as 75% of school districts, so it was very widespread. And the idea was that it was built on this idea of, like, during the Just Say No era of drugs, where you would essentially scare kids about the risks and threats of drugs. And then you would teach them, like, these cognitive tools and whatnot to actually say, like, avoid situations where they would, in fact, use drugs. And the idea was you would scare these kids so much that they would build more willpower to actually say no.
Did it work?
Well, one way of putting it is that there is a lot in research that isn't very unanimous. Like, usually when you study something, it's you can find studies here that show it's effective, find some studies that show it's ineffective. With DARE, it's pretty unanimous. It did not work. There have been, like, decades of studies on this, some funded by the federal government, which funded DARE, and time again, it was found to know it does not lower drug use among teens.
You mean you'd scare them, but did the research say why it didn't work? I mean, often if we're scared of something, we don't do it. But in this case, why wouldn't that logic play out here?
So I've talked to some researchers about this, and what they usually say is a mix of things. It's like, one, kids are going to try drugs anyway because they're going to be in social situations where they're around. So what they see is that, like, if a quarterback or a student who has high grades does marijuana once and turns out fine from the experience. I mean, that someone who's that young should not be doing those drugs anyway. But if they do turn out fine, like, it doesn't seem like their grades are tanking or anything, a teenager is going to start questioning what DARE taught them about drugs. And once that happens, they're going to start questioning just about everything about their drug education, because it's really going, it's just going to end up backfiring.
So how is Attorney General Sessions' praising of DARE being interpreted here? Is this a programmatic back to the future kind of move that he's proposing? Bring it all back, just say no, or something else?
I think we've seen this with Sessions time and time again. He has, if you want to understand Jeff Sessions, you've got to look back at the 1980s. And a lot of his beliefs on drugs, crime, and all of that stuff are really rooted in this idea of, like, 1980s tough on crime, tough on drugs mentality. And you can look at all these programs, and there's one of them where it was built back then, and the research now shows it's ineffective. But there, it's the same with, like, a lot of the policies that he's been pushing in terms of, like, mandatory minimum sentences and higher incarceration. Research has really kind of pushed back against those policies, but he's still pushing them forward.
We do have an opioid crisis in this country. Is he saying if we would have had a DARE program, we wouldn't have so many, including many, many adults, on opioids?
I mean, it it certainly sounds that way, which is, it's a weird way to look at it, because during the peak of the DARE program, the late the 90s and the late 2000s, that's when we started seeing the opioid crisis ramp up. So that's like one way you can think about this, that if DARE was effective, maybe we wouldn't have had so many teens trying these drugs. But as we now know, we did have a lot of teens using those drugs. We still have a lot of people using those drugs and overdosing and dying.
If he's going with a kind of just say no theme, Herman, how does that align with the wider and wider legalization of marijuana, in particular in this country?
Right. That's one of the reasons that Jeff Sessions is really, really against marijuana legalization, because as he sees it, this is a way of society saying yes to marijuana. Legalization advocates would, of course, push back against that, saying that, no, this is just about choosing the better of all these drug policies, and we're not necessarily condoning teen use. We just think that this is a better approach to regulating drugs.
But states are doing it. They're legalizing. Are we going to see Jeff Sessions' federal apparatus come in and oppose that?
That remains to be seen. I mean, he has suggested that he would like the federal government to crack down on marijuana dispensaries, but we don't know yet.
Well, just say no or dare, maybe, on a comeback trail in the time of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. If you want to understand how he sees the world, look to the 1980s, says Herman Lopez with Vox, senior reporter there. Herman, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
On Point is produced by Michael DeSocio, Brian Hardzinski, Eileen Amata, Camila Kerwin, Stefano Katsonis, Sarah Platt, Allison Poley, and James Ross, with help from Alvin Baenza and Eve Monty. Our executive producer here is Karen Schiffman. I'm Tom Ashbrook. It's great to be back with you. This is On Point.